Welcome to Sports Talk out here at Jefferson College for the Viking Voices show. Every Wednesday we talk with Jefferson College Athletics. This week we're going to start things off a little softball on the fall types of thing. Joined now by head coach Tony Cook. And Coach Cook, just how you doing this afternoon?
Doing good.
Good, right on. And practices, fall season, it's well underway at this point. So just kind of what have you seen at the start of this year?
Yeah, you know, this team's really working well, going hard at it. And we've been, practicing every day and preparing for each opponent we've been playing this fall. And so far, a lot of Division I schools like we just talked about, playing those. And then played a few JUCOs. So, we've done well against them, and we've been competing against the Division I schools. So we're happy where the progress has taken us so far.
When you get a chance to play all those Division I schools and the Division II schools you mentioned, mm-hmm. I think you said it was just four JUCO schools. Yeah. How nice is that to kind of gauge where you're at in the fall, knowing that, hey, it doesn't quite count yet, and the spring is when we're really getting, but, hey, we're competing against these D1 schools, against these D2 schools. So just how big is that?
It is. It's big on multiple aspects of it, because one is kind of figure out where our team's at, what we need to work on, try to get better. And the other is, the exposure of our players, our sophomores that are wanting to move on and play somewhere else. These schools get to see them firsthand, and that's a good recruiting tool for us.
Is that something that you guys really emphasize amongst your players? You're going to take some prestige and pride in is getting those players to the next level?
It is, and that's that's the biggest tip of our cap for our coaching staff is moving these players on to the next level, and that's that to me that's more satisfying than a lot of things we do here.
And then, Coach, very, very successful program for you guys. I mean, you've had very successful over the years. So just what is the outlook? What have you seen this fall? Is it a lot of new fresh faces and freshmen? You're returning a decent amount of sophomores, or what can we expect?
Yeah, we got 10 sophomores, and we got 12 freshmen coming in. So a good mix. Big squad this year. Normally it's between 16 and 18 players, and this year we're at 22. But we've got a lot of pitching depth, something that we lacked in the past. And so we wanted to make sure we had a little more pitching this year, and we went out and got that. And so, we've got a lot of different players at each position, so we got a lot of depth at our infield and our outfield. So I like this squad. This squad's aggressive. They're hungry, and the sophomores have been good leaders to our freshmen. And so everybody's out there, and they know they're competing for a spot. So it gets tough out there right now.
And Coach, just when it comes to your coaching style and your ability, are you aggressive like on the base pass and things of that nature, or are you kind of more a little conservative station to station, or what's your approach like a little bit?
Well, I think I listen to my players talk, from their, I don't pay too much what the parents and the crowd say, but I think they accuse me a lot of running out of innings because I am aggressive. We try to steal a lot of bases. This past year we were in the top 10 in stolen bases, and the year before that we were number one in the country in stolen bases. So, we want to be aggressive on the bases. We'd like to do a lot of hit and runs. Sometimes we hit ourselves out of innings because we are aggressive, and we'll push that limit. We want to try to force teams to commit errors, and the only way you can do that is be aggressive, and so we are.
Yeah, when you put all that pressure on them and force them to make a throw, they might hurry it a little bit, throw it in the outfield. Next thing you go from second to third to home, especially
sure.
with the shorter bases in softball as well. Coach, how about the approach hitting? What's the kind of number one thing that you kind of tell your hitters to go up there, and what's your approach?
We want to, our approach is we want to swing out of our shoes. We want every pitch, we want to swing hard, and no matter if it's a screwball, changeup, curve, fast, we're swinging hard. We're not slowing our bat speed down just to adjust to the pitch. We want to swing hard. We want to drive the ball hard. And, it's been a good result for us. We've, like I said, another good staff for us is we've been in the top five in home runs the last 5 years in a row for this club in Division I. So we want that. We want to be a team that's known for their power. And last year we had Alex Link that, between her freshman and sophomore year, she ended up hitting 48 home runs in 2 years. So unbelievable stat, And so we've got a lot of returners this year, sophomores that are, got double-digit home runs. And so we expect it again this year. And we want that of our freshmen also.
So it sounds like you got a lot of power. You got a lot of speed. Aggressive and hard hitting is the name of the game for you guys as well. So with that power, I imagine then you have a lot of on-base percentage type slap hitters on the team that kind of can get on base.
We do. That's one of the things we are lacking this year on this team is, we don't have too many slap hitters on this team. We've only got one, and she's really, she only goes a slap when she's not, she's struggling with the power swing. But other than that, this team this year is not more of a finesse, slap small ball game. We're in there to dig in and get our hits, and you know, hitting runs and taking our chances that way. But, you know, I don't think you'll see a lot of small balls unless we just have to. You know, we always have to adjust to whatever we're doing. You know, if we're struggling, you know, hitting some type of pitching, then we will adjust and go to small ball. But normally this team right now is we're going to get in and get our cuts.
I like your style, Coach. I love the style. Real aggressive on the base pass. You play an exciting brand of softball, it sounds
Thank
like.
You. Yeah, we try. And that's what we want, you know. I'm an offensive type of guy, so we want to try to score as many runs we can and force the opponent to stop us and not us trying to figure out how to get on base.
Coach, you mentioned the depth at pitching. Just kind of talk about that a little bit and why it's so crucial to have that pitching depth in the circle.
You know, and we realized that last year. You know, we made it all the way to the district championship against Indian Hills, and, you know, we were one game away from going to World Series again for, you know, second time in a row and third time in 4 years. And Shelby Clark took a line driver off the leg, and when she went down, we were, you know, she was a number one. Our number two was actually hurt with a leg injury, and our number three was, you know, she was good for the season, but I don't know if she could compete at that, you know, once we got the postseason. And so we struggled with that, and we realized after last year that, you know, we've got to get some more pitching. And so we did that this year. We've got, you know, we got finesse pitchers, we got power pitchers, and so we got a really good nucleus. We got six pitchers here this year. We got a couple on the IR right now, but they'll be back in January with us. And so when we get those two back, you know, this is going to be a good club on the mound.
When you go about the strategy of pitching in that nature, you mentioned you got the power and the finesse. Are you a coach that kind of likes to pair pitchers in a game and say, hey, we're going to go power, then a little finesse to kind of throw it off, or you kind of stick to the guns in that,
you know,
one pitcher?
You know, all depends on the situation, whatever it takes. You know, if I got a pitcher that's going out there and taking control and dominating the game, then we'll ride her out. And then if we see somebody, you know, like in a term or something where we need some more pitching throughout the day, then we'll mix it up. We'll go with, you know, a power pitcher for three or four innings, then come back with somebody that's got more spins and off-speed stuff, and then we'll come back with the power pitcher back on the end in the seventh inning.
Pitcher really can only be as good as the defense behind them, particularly with finesse pitchers and things of that nature when they pitch to contact. So I think you know where I'm going with this. defensively, just how you guys looking out there with the speed and everything, I imagine that might be a positive in the outfield.
It is. You know, our outfield's really strong. I like our outfield. I think we might have one of the stronger outfields out there right now in our region, especially. Infield wise, we, you know, we've been kicking around a little bit, you know, and that's not uncharacteristic of us. And so, you know, we've been working real hard with that, trying to improve. And so I think a lot of it's just a competition of, you know, players trying to do too much, trying to, you know, earn their worth, you know, out there on the field. And so once we relax and we get a, you know, our starting lineup out, I think we'll be okay. But that's one of the things we are working on is, you know, some of the ease on the infield.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of new faces this year, but a good amount of sophomores returning as well. What are some of the challenges that you get as a coach to try to blend those players together and get the chemistry on the right path?
You know, that's one of the biggest things we got is, you know, you got to have leadership on a team, and we've got that this year. And you know, the freshmen got to understand, you know, the sophomores been here a year, they know our system, and so you know, they got to be like a sponge. They got to take everything in, and they need to listen to the sophomores and you know, learn from them, and we can, you know, as gel as one, because we're only as good as everybody is, you know, when we're together. You know, if we're not all on the same page, and you know, things can get really scrambled really easy. And so we want to make sure that everybody knows what their job is and what to do, and so if we do and we work all together, then you know, usually you can be you know, things work out well.
Yeah, absolutely. And just who are some of the sophomores that have kind of stepped up and kind of taken on those leadership roles?
You know, Libby Marco's one of them. You know, Liz Kite is another, you know, and you know, Kelsey Gumerick are all three of our outfielders. And then, you know, Shelby Clark's our pitcher, you know, our one returner, and Nikki Peters. Nikki's really done a good job. You know, she had knee surgery, but she's been a really good focal leader on the sidelines and things for us this fall. And so I'm really proud of the way she's handled things. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get her back here shortly. And so she's done a really good job with that. And, you know, other than that, you know, I think we've been doing good with the ones we've got. You know, Elena Olestoff is another one that's been really vocal out there in practices and things. And so, you know, I'm really I like the way this, you know, sophomore bunch has been doing.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit about the infield making a little mistakes in the errors and things, but you thought it might have been just kind of more of a pressure thing. Is that with the universities and because the fall is kind of used as a time for them to kind of get some showcase exposure, that nature? What do you kind of tell them? Because you have to imagine the pressure is kind of high, particularly for some of those sophomores. What do you kind of tell them? Just kind of relax out there?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, they play on the same field we do. You know, all the base paths 60 feet, and so you know, that's what they got to understand. That, you know, you know, they got to go out there and show that they can play this game and play it at a high level. And so when you go out there and you kick it around, you know, that makes that other coach wonder, well, you know, can they handle the pressure, at, you know, even at the next level beyond us? And so that's where we got to make sure we can do that. And, you know, at times we've shown that, and then there's been times where, you know, I think just we've just been pressing a little bit too much on something, you know, trying to overdo something. And so if we stay within ourselves and play like we can, then, you know, they'll be fine, and then they'll catch a coach's eyes.
Coach, oftentimes the word success, it can be defined in many different ways. Some people use success straight wins and losses. Some people use success in terms of development of the players or the character or things of that nature. Just what do you kind of tell your team and kind of define the word success for your program?
Well, you know, we want all our players to graduate. That's one of our biggest successes. You know, moving players on and our graduation rate both are really high, and we want to keep that. You know, the wins and losses take care of themselves if we practice really well, and they have. You know, and you know, if you ask the girls, you know, they're pretty proud of the records that they've accomplished here individually and team wise. And you know, the last 5 years we've had some really good win records, and it all falls on their shoulders because they've done all the work for that, you know. And you know, we've got a really good coaching staff here, a well blended coaching staff. And so, you know, that's where you know, in the trenches, that, you know, they do all the dirty work, but you know, a lot of times they don't get credit for that, you know. And so it's a mixture of everything, you know, between the players and the coaches. But you know, the overall success of this program is because of what everybody puts into it, and you know, that's on and off the field, especially with the academics.
We talk about the academics on and off the field and that hard work. Well, the fall season will wind down here at the end of the month a little bit, and then you have a little bit of a break time. So what do you kind of tell your players to do to kind of prepare themselves for the season that begins in February the off season?
Yeah, you know, as soon as our fall season's here over, we'll go into winter workouts, and we'll start swimming and lifting, and, you know, that's a five-day-a-week process there. And then on top of that, we'll get prepared for finals here in December. And then, you know, they'll come back in January, and then we'll have about 3 weeks of practice, and then we take off for our first trip to Fort Worth, Texas after that. So, you know, the season is a fast season, and that's what I tell these players is, you know, don't procrastinate too much with your studies and things like that, or even in your workouts on the athletic side, because this season is a fast season, and before you know it, it catches you and it's gone, you know. So we've got to work hard every day, and we got to take, you know, each day by day, and you got to do the things you got to do to be you know, to be successful.
Now, Coach, not to look too far ahead, but you did intrigue me a little bit with that Texas trip that's going on. You mentioned that's the first time that you guys will be going down to Texas. So just kind of tell us a little bit how that kind of came to be.
Yeah, you know, the last few years that we've been out to the World Series, we've played a lot of Texas teams, and we've competed with them, but we hadn't been able to knock one of them off. When, you know, we went 10 innings with Angelina, and they end up being the national champions that year. And, you know, I was thought, you know, well, if we just go out there and see how those teams play, maybe we, you know. So this year I think we got a team that can compete. So we're going to go down to Texas and try to see how well we do against those. So, you know, maybe that's the ones we will see at the national tournament, you know, this coming spring. And, you know, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you know, you got to get yourself prepared. And I really think this team can compete and has an opportunity to, you know, if we play well, we could go back to the World Series. But we got to beat the teams that are out there, and we got to beat the teams that get there. And so you got to play good competition. That's what we're going to try to do with the schedule.
Coach, as the fall season kind of winds down, what are some things that you're looking for from your team?
You know, I just want to see, you know, grit and I just want to see determination. I just want to see this team get out there and do everything they can to show that they deserve the playing time they're going to get, and you know, show this team that you know, and anybody else out there watching this, that you know, if you're going to win this Region 16 title, you're going to have to come to Jefferson College.
Coach, hey, thanks very much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Will.
That's Coach Tony Cook. He is the head coach of the Viking softball team out here. They're in their fall season. If you get some time, come on and check them out. Their spring season will begin in February as well. So focused on softball, we're going to take a short time out here on 1400 KJFF. And when we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit to the Jefferson College volleyball side of things. Taylor Fortner going to be joining us here on 1400 KJF. That's up next.
Oh,
Welcome back to Jefferson College here, the Viking Voices Show, catching up on all things Jefferson College athletics. We just heard from head coach Tony Cook of the softball team. His team preparing for the fall season. Of course, that doesn't quite count. Springtime is when that really gets going. But what does count is the volleyball team. We're joined now by sophomore Taylor Fortner. Taylor, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Taylor, last night you guys had a big game against your rivals, Mac, and you're able to come away with a four-set victory. Just kind of take us through that. How would you assess your team's performance?
I would say that we did well. We came out with a win. Wasn't exactly the best that we've ever played, but we still have wins and wins in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regionals and make sure we play much better.
So this is your second year. You had that last year. And so does it always feel a little extra special when you beat the Cardinals, Mac, a little rivalry?
Yes, it always feels good, especially because there is such a rivalry and we're close. And there are people who know people from Mac. So you post on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and you know that Mac is seeing it. So that rivalry is there.
That
for
much
sure.
Sweeter than when you win. You
yes.
Make that post and then you know that somewhere down the line someone saw it.
Someone's
right?
going to see that. Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. Taylor, you kind of stood out to me a little bit. You were able to come up with some strong hits in the backside and then also play in the front as well. So how would you kind of just categorize and explain your style of play?
I like to be a smart hitter. I actually came back from shoulder surgery, so I still don't feel like I swing as hard as I did when I was in high school, but I'm a lot smarter now. So I know how to use the block. I know how to see the court. I just know I like to think that I'm smarter with the ball. I don't rely on power as much as I used to. So.
Okay, and then that was probably because of the surgery and everything. So just kind of take us through that process when you heard it and you realized, man, I don't have the strength no more. How am I going to adjust to this? And then use the brains.
Yeah, so I actually, I'm a transfer this year, so I was at a different school, but I got hurt and I was like, oh my goodness, like I can't move my arm. So we ended up, did all the tests that I needed, had the surgery in November, came home, came to Jeffco in the spring and was rehabbing when I talked to Ida and she said, we'll start out in spring season. Like, let's start there. And I was able to play then. So we didn't push it a whole lot in the spring because we knew that it was not important. It was just to get back in the motion. And so I've been rehabbing a lot, but it's definitely getting there. Every day I can feel it getting stronger. I don't get a sore at the end of the day and, keep icing it and taking care of it and make it through the whole season.
Yeah. What types of exercises and stretches and things of that nature do you do to rehab the shoulder?
I do a lot of lightweight with, so we focus on smaller muscles that are within the shoulder. So you can find me in the trainer's room with usually a 2-pound weight, or I have a jar of salsa that I don't let my roommate eat. And I use it as my weight in the kitchen because it's small enough to fit in my hand, but heavy enough. It mimics the 2-pound weight. So the whole team does shoulder protection with a band, resistance band, before we start playing to help prevent shoulder injury. And then we do stuff in the weight room with benching and other shoulder related activities that build that muscle and keep from getting hurt.
Right on. So it's definitely a long kind of process and a little tedious at times.
Yes, it can get very boring, but when your shoulder starts to hurt, you definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it makes sense to do all that extra work then.
Yes.
Taylor, you guys 12-2 on the season so far, having another successful year here at Jefferson College. So what's kind of stood out to you the most about how the season's gone?
I definitely think that the team has bonded very well. And if one of us is down, like I don't have a bad game, I can always count on Tony or DeMonte or Maggie Sorensen to step up and pick me up. And if I'm not having a lot of kills that game, they're going to get the kills for me and I can focus on my defense. Or if I'm not playing defense well, Allie's always playing good defense in the middle back. And that goes for Rachel Lubers and Riley Myers, consistent on her setting and our middles, and Kayla Yinger's killing the ball right now on the bright side. She's been killing it all season. So we can always count on each other to pick each other up. If one's not doing well, we can rely on the other to pick us up.
So I imagine the chemistry is pretty strong then within
yes,
the team.
Yes, definitely.
So you guys hang out a lot then outside of volleyball and live together and stuff of that nature?
Yes, we live together. Usually if one of us needs something, we'll just text the other one, or you just walk into anyone's apartment pretty much at any time and you're like, hey, can I borrow this? You take it, wash it, use it, wash it, bring it back, whatever. Some of them have cable, so you can find almost the whole team in their room watching The Voice or watching like The Bachelorette, whatever they watch.
Whatever they watch, you
yes.
got a little different interest.
Bachelorette reality TV is not my thing, but that's okay, whatever. But you can find us all. We're watching Netflix. The other night, someone came down to borrow Wii remotes. They were playing Just Dance. So, we just try to have fun, hang out, sit and laugh. go do bonding things.
Yeah, relieve the stress and things of that nature of the volleyball court and everything. And Taylor, a big part of playing collegiate sports is obviously the college side of things.
Yes.
You got to have education and things. So just what are you majoring in?
I'm a biochemistry major with emphasis in pre-medicine.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So what do you want to do with that?
I want to be a doctor. And if you asked me what kind, I would have told you pediatrician until a couple months ago when I struggle with parents necessarily. Like, I advocate for the kid so much that I'm like, I don't know that I could do this if a parent didn't want to listen. So I get hurt a lot. So I'm thinking maybe I want to be an orthopedic surgeon. I have no idea. I still want to do something with kids.
Maybe sports medicine, you know,
yes,
high school level, something like that.
Yes.
That could be very cool to do as well. So
yeah.
There are things with that. So have you thought a little bit about what you want to do next year? Do you want to try to continue playing volleyball, or is it just kind of you're okay with not and then just kind of moving on to that four-year school?
Oh, no. I definitely want to play volleyball for the next 2 years especially. So me and David Owens, the assistant coach, have been working on sending out emails, getting in contact with schools, trying to find a right fit, because clearly I went somewhere else and didn't like it. So I don't want to keep transferring schools, because that's
no
fun.
No, that's no fun. Credits, you might get behind.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's no fun. The college process, no good. But you guys taking a road trip this weekend down to Tyler, Texas. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We're going down to Texas. We leave at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
9 a.m. And I think you told me it was, what, a 10 and a half hour bus ride?
10 and a half without stopping. So we're going to have to stop for food probably a couple times in there.
Yeah, I would imagine so. lots of couple stops along the way.
Yes.
How do you guys keep yourselves entertained on a 10 and a half hour bus ride? Is it kind of easy, or does it go by really slow, or does it depend on the mood?
I think it depends on your mood and how you approach the situation. I don't particularly sleep well on the bus, but a lot of people do. So you can find Ida laying in the middle on the floor at the front of the bus. So Ida is notorious for sleeping on the front of the bus on the floor.
Not sound comfortable.
David's usually FaceTiming someone. He's usually on the phone with someone, and it's usually a FaceTime. If not, we watch movies if we're not doing study hall. So we'll put in a movie. And then for this one, I'm sure we'll watch more than one movie. But sometimes on the shorter ones, we'll watch one movie and then just, you know, you look at your phone. Everyone has a smartphone these days. So that's pretty much Snapchat. We use those filters. We entertain each other, send the most ugly pictures of each other, but it's fine.
So I got to ask, when it's a 10-hour movie or 10 hours and then you have movies to watch, is there a little fighting going on which movies get played, or is everybody pretty good at coming out to an agreement?
Well, the struggle is for one of us to remember to bring movies. We're usually pretty good about it, and usually it's up to the coaches. We hand them every movie we bring, and then those two argue about it and we settle on something, and it's usually a funny movie. We don't do scary movies.
No scary movies?
No
on
scary
the bus
movies.
Ride? Why is that?
No. Ida says no, and I agree with Ida, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that then. Hey, going back to playing volleyball on the court and things of that nature, just kind of among the freshmen, the girls that are in their first year playing at the college level, has there been any that have kind of stood out to you that have really done a terrific job?
I think they've all done a really good job. But I think Kayla Yinger is absolutely killing the ball right now. She's unstoppable on the right side. She swings a heavy ball, and it's a heavy and good placed ball. She gets a lot of kills. And Riley Meyer, our setter, is phenomenal. She's just wonderful. She takes being yelled at by the coaches as some of the best I've ever seen. It gets in my head sometimes. So to see her as strong and confident as she is, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Allie Hanger's playing really well really good defense in the back row, and so is Alina. So that's really good. And Sarah Chapman in the middle, she's good too. She's so fun. We call her Worm.
Worm?
Yeah, she reminds everyone of a worm. So
how does that
I'm
work?
Not quite sure, but she just she does things and you're like, that was wormy.
That was really wormy. Okay.
So, but she's doing really well in the middle too. So
okay, so as long as she plays well, then that's
right.
Good, right?
No one cares.
So Yinger, she really impressed me yesterday with some of her hits. I was sitting up there broadcasting the game. I was like, man, I don't know if I'd want to try to block that. That's pretty impressive.
I'd want to be in the way of that ball.
Yeah, I think I'm okay standing up here and chilling and watching. But and then it just as a whole going forward, you guys have a big tournament here in Texas and things of that nature. But one thing that the coaches have really talked to me about was, the regular season matters, obviously. Wins and losses does. It definitely helps. But the big thing is just getting prepared for region tournament at the end of the year. Is that how the players feel as well?
Yes. We don't like to lose at all. So regular season, we want to win every game. But we are definitely, even last night after the game against Mac, we said, we're going to play better at regionals. Like, we know that we have some tough teams coming up, and when you get to regionals, the score is 0-0. Everybody starts over, and it's do or die right then. So we all know that, and if we are working, Ida always tells us that we should get better every game. So even if you lose, we need to get better, and that's what we consider like our success is, did we play to what we can play, and then did we take our game one step further every game? So we want to get better as a season, so we're at our peak when the season really matters at the end.
So what steps will you guys need to take this weekend to kind of keep improving?
I definitely think we're going to need to get back to everybody playing their best again. Like, I have not been playing well, not as well as I had been at the beginning. So, I'm going to step up my game, and everyone else is going to pick me up, and we're going to go, and we're going to compete, and we're going to talk, and, just play the game of volleyball, but play it like we know how. We're going to play our own game and compete with these. We have some pretty high-ranked teams coming up, so.
Taylor, thank you very much for joining us here on the Viking Voices show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Taylor Fortner, sophomore on the Jefferson College volleyball team. We'll be back with more on the Viking Voices show, talking more at Jefferson College volleyball when we return here on 1400 KJFF. Back on 1400 KJFF, I know that I said that we were going to be done talking with Taylor Fortner, but she was too good of a conversation, so we brought her back. She's joining us. Taylor, thanks again for staying around.
No problem.
So, Taylor, we talked a little bit about the team's success and then how you guys are going to go down to Texas and things of that nature, and then just the bonding, though. I kind of want to get back to that because, that's really the big thing at the college level and in sports in general is the team's chemistry and bond. And you mentioned you guys kind of do everything together as well in apartments and things of that nature. Do you guys have similar degrees that you guys are studying for? Or is it pretty varied as well?
I think it's pretty varied. I know Riley Meyer's a math major, and I'm a biochemistry, so there's some relation in there, but not a whole lot. She focuses more on the calculus, and I focus more on the anatomies. There are some other people that are completely undecided, so they're taking just about everything under the earth. And we have a poli-sci major and some other ones, so I think we're pretty varied throughout the team. A lot of people don't know what they want to do, but that's why they're here. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're here, to take some classes, get that interest, because nobody wants to end up doing something they don't like, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and then also, you have to ask, you live with a couple of your teammates, right?
Yes, I do.
And then do all the girls kind of live within teammates, or does some live on their own?
No, there's actually 12 of us, and there's 4 per room, so we have 3 rooms that are only volleyball players.
Yeah, so I clearly did a terrible job explaining that, because that's what I was trying to get at right there. So,
yes.
So you live with people, you get to know them very well, and so then you kind of pick up on some of their things. So I got to ask, who amongst are the more dirty players on the team in terms of keeping their plates, things like that, clothes on the floor?
I have to say that is the people who live in apartment. This one apartment, we call it 422 because they're 422. So it'd be Tony Fields, Kayla Yinger, Allie Hanger and Sarah Chapman. We always make the joke that, oh my gosh, 422 is clean. What? I gotta go see. And then you walk in and you're like, this is your version of clean? It's kind of interesting. But the other two apartments are pretty much spotless all the time. Like my apartment in particular, there's not a dish ever really left out. We make sure to keep everything clean. So, yeah. Guys.
Do the 422, do they just go, oh, no, this is clean. You guys are just clean freaks. Is that kind of how they come back with it?
Pretty much.
Argument?
Yes.
Yeah.
The other day, we were like, is someone going home on Saturday? And they were like, no, I'm going to stay and clean. And I was like, somebody document that. Take a picture, take a video. I don't know. But we got to see this. So, yes, we see things and we're like, you guys said this was clean. We don't find this very clean.
Yeah, this isn't clean. I think it's 8-4 right now. You guys are
right.
Losing. Not clean.
Right.
You mentioned going home and things of that nature. You obviously are from the area. You went to Northwest High School, but there are a couple girls that live a little bit far away. So kind of how do you guys kind of help them adapt with that change?
Some of them take them home a lot. So I personally take some people home sometimes. It just kind of depends. They have a lot of good friends. They're used to having to be here, so they have a lot of friends on campus, and they kind of do that. But usually when the parents and the families come, they kind of adopt the kids that don't have families anymore. So it's like, oh, do you want to go to dinner with us? Let's go. You pretty much try to invite them because you know that they don't have a family of their own here. So
it's a really big kind of family atmosphere.
Oh, my gosh, yes. For sure. It's definitely a big family. Everything's everybody's all the time. Share everything.
Okay. And one thing I want to go back to that kind of stood out to me, because you guys said you'll all go in and watch TV and things like, what was it, Glee? Was that it?
Glee was one of them, yes.
Glee, and then what was
The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette, but you don't like the reality TV
shows. I'm not a reality TV show person.
I don't like reality TV shows either. It's because it's called reality, but half the time they're scripted anyway.
Yes, it's very staged, and you can tell.
Yeah, so in terms of your TV interests, what do you try to advocate for?
I'm big on, I watch this program called The Cosmos, but our assistant coach here watches a lot of Scandal. So
Scandal.
We watch Scandals constantly in our on in the apartment, or we watched How to Get Away with Murder. That's a big one. Grey's Anatomy, those kinds of things, dramas.
So I saw about the first four seasons of Scandal-ish, and then it got a little too much for me. I was like, I don't know, it's the dramatics, the scene, Kerry Washington, she's losing me a little bit. She's still great performing, but, you know, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Coach Owens probably has a different thought on that, though.
I'm learning. I'm starting to catch on.
Yeah? You're
yes.
learning? Are you guys all caught up?
Yes, I think so. We're getting there. We're almost there.
I'm getting there. All right. So the chemistry, obviously, very good. At the beginning of the year, when the freshmen were kind of coming in and the new players all together, like you mentioned, what were some of the things that you guys did to really kind of bond?
Well, our first thing was we went on this scavenger hunt in the mall. That was a lot of fun. It was competition for sure. We kind of saw the competitive side of everyone and who went shopping a lot, so who knew where things were. We also just kind of spent a lot of time with each other. We bonded over the 2 mile a lot because we all hate it. So that's always a big thing. We're like, guys, we don't want to run that 2 mile. Don't make us do that again. So we try to make ourselves look like we're in shape. Hope it's convincing. But
it was convincing last night. Yes, it certainly looked like you were settled there. So
yeah. And mostly just living together. It helps a lot. People hang out with different people all the time. There's a lot of like studying that goes on together. So you can usually find Riley Meyer tutoring someone in math. So that I feel like that's bonding, just finding how people learn and just how they live.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. The dirty people, the apartment 422.
Yes.
going back to the volleyball court, you guys play with each other a lot. Communication, obviously very key with volleyball as well. And who kind of gets you guys really motivated during the games and from a player's standpoint? Does anyone get you guys kind of fired up?
I like to think that we all do it equally, but I know like people like Rachel Lubers, she hates losing. So if you're not playing well, she's going to look at you and be like, you need to figure it out. Tony Fields is a team captain and she's big on that too. She'll look at you and just tell you like, come on, I need you right now. Like, I need you to go. Let's go. Riley Meyer, she does that sometimes. She'll look at me like after a hit and be like, come on, I need you to put this ball down. Like, let's go, put it down. And I think we can all. So at some point, we all do that for each other. Sydney Savage does it to me a lot. Like, she'll come on the court and be like, let's go. Like, you got to go hit a ball. And I'll be like, okay, let's do this. So I like to think that we can all find a way to motivate each other.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that goes back to, like you said, where you guys, you know, live with each other and everything and really get to know each other. So know the proper buttons to push without
yes.
going a little too far, right? Because
right.
nobody wants to get the buttons pushed too far.
So. Yes, that's never a good thing.
No, not at all. So you got the big tournament going on this weekend. Talked a little bit about how you guys are going to have to improve in that nature. But what do you think the biggest strength is of your team?
I would think that it's our competitiveness. A lot of us are here because we love the game. Actually, I think everyone is here because we love the game. So I think that that's what motivates us and that's what keeps us going. Like, we all want to be here, so that's a good thing. And that makes us competitive and nobody likes to lose. So I feel like that's what keeps us going. When we get down, we can find out a way to get back because we're like, we're not taking this to 5 or 4. Like, we want to win it in 3 and get out.
Absolutely. Just a little bit of time left, so we'll play a little rapid fire questions here real quick. Get to know the team real quick, all right? I'm going to ask you a question, and it won't take long, and then you just come up with an answer. Who is the best singer on the team?
Tony Fields.
Best dancer?
Kayla.
Favorite band?
Oh, no. I don't know.
First band that pops in your head, or EDM artist or rapper?
Who did we talk about the other day? I can't remember. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Okay. Pop culture doesn't seem to be your thing. Okay. All right. Favorite movie?
For like the whole team?
No, it's just you.
This is just me? Okay. Yeah. I like the movie Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy. All right.
Yes.
Let's see here. Coach Owens, what's his favorite song? I feel like he's the type of guy that'll sing.
Oh, David Owens loves to sing.
That's what
I thought. He wants to sing the national anthem.
That's what he wants to think, to step out there on the court?
Yes. Uh-huh. So one day he's going to sing the national anthem for Jeffco.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Hey, Taylor, thanks for joining. We're a little bit out of time. Got a business spotlight to play for you guys as well. So thanks for tuning in to 1400 KJFF for Viking Voices. Get to know a little bit more about the Jefferson College volleyball game. I like that game. I think we're going to have to revisit that because I can come up with some better questions. Get to know you guys a little bit. Get Coach Owens on as well. We'll be joined. Sports Talk will take place once again tomorrow afternoon. We'll do some prep sports tomorrow, talk some volleyball at the high school level as well as some soccer and softball as well. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you just tuned in now and missed it, you can log on to MIMOinfo.com, go to Regional Radio Sports Shows, and then you can check out Viking Voices, and you can listen to it back. All right, take care. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.